spoke in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who at the end of the yuga had assumed the form of a fish, to benefit his devotee and enjoy his pastimes in the water of inundation, responded as follows. In this verse, you find a very interesting subject matter, and that is that vihatu kama pralayanave, he enjoyed his own pastimes in the water of inundation. This shows the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When there is inundation or pralaya, everything becomes very critical. I mean, it's impossible to survive during this time. But Krishna, has a good swimming pastime. When the Lord wanted to show Markandeya Muni the extent of his illusory potency, he also arranged for an inundation which was giving trouble to Markandeya Muni. Then in the midst of this, he would have died, but by a boon he could not die. So in the midst of it, he saw that the Lord was swimming on the leaf of a banyan tree and sucking his toe. You know, taking the toe up and sucking it. And there was a reason for this. Krishna had a very, very good reason to be like this, in this position. His reason was, he knew that the devotees were always worshipping his lotus feet, and they apparently tasted great sweetness, the sweetness of his lotus feet. So he wanted to know how that taste was, and therefore he sucked his toe, and he thought the best place to do it is in the waters of inundation, because somehow he felt totally untouched. Not somehow, he's in a transcendental position always and was totally untouched. So he did this. Therefore, vihatu kama pralayananave. Let us continue, because there is no purport. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Saptame Chavadyatanat Urvam Ahanyetat Arindama Nimangshat Chapadyam Bodho Trilokyam Bur Bhuvadikam. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O King, who can subdue your enemies? On the seventh day from today, the three worlds, Bhu, Bhuva, and Svaha, will all merge into the water of inundation. And we will continue reading a little bit of this amazing event. When all the three worlds merge into the water, a large boat sent by me will appear before you. Therefore, O King, you shall collect all types of herbs. No, thereafter, you shall collect all types of herbs and seeds and load them on that great boat. Then, accompanied by the seven rishis and surrounded by all kinds of living entities, you shall get aboard that boat, and without moroseness, you shall easily travel with your companions on the ocean of inundation, the only illumination being the effulgence of the great rishis. Christian mythology speaks of the Ark of Noah. There, the Lord appears before Noah, his devotee, and tells him that soon there will be an inundation, and to save the species from extinction, he should build a huge ark, that's like a boat, and put seedlings of all plants and specimens of all different species on the boat. He assured Noah he will protect the boat in its heavy journey, and then he will land on one mountain, and from there Noah will, you know, the boat will land on that, and then when the water goes down, Noah comes also down the mountain, and he has all the seeds and the animals, and again a new population comes. This is the story of the Ark of Noah. Many times devotees quarrel with such Christians. I mean, not quarrel, but the Christians quarrel with the devotees. This is how they... and they say that we have borrowed this story of Matsya from the Bible because it sounds so similar. But we have very strong reason to believe that the writers of the scriptures which were canonized in the Bible had a Spickzettel, looked it up from the Vedas. The strong reason is that the Vedas just have a, or the Bhagavatam just has a, you know, its compilation lies way down back in history, and you can prove that in a historical, with historical arguments. So I just thought to bring this up to you, to your attention. This mountain of Noah is believed to be in, where was this? Turkey, ne? Wo? Ararat. Where is that mountain? Ararat or wo? Ararat. Ah, you know all about it. I thought I had a surprise for you. Ararat, good. We were once driving past this mountain, and when I looked at the mountain, I was thinking of this conflict, which is artificially created by Christian fundamentalists. So, text 36. Then, as the boat is tossed about by the powerful winds, attach the vessel to my horn by means of the great serpent Vasuki, for I shall be present by your side, pulling the boat with you and all the rishis in it. O king, I shall travel in the water of devastation until the night of Lord Brahma's slumber is over. So those devotees of you who are into studying times, the universal time clock, they will say, what? Brahma's night? This is not the time of Brahma's night. Brahma's night comes much, much later. How is it that this inundation is supposed to be taking place at Brahma's night? Brahma's night comes way after. This is during the Shakshusa Manu, which is like in the middle of these 14 Manus. So how is it Brahma's night? Well, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that once Agastya Muni pronounced a curse, so Brahma fell a little bit at slumber during his day. He had a little Tagesrast, so to say, and during this short period, this particular pralaya, which is out of schedule, took place. We will go on to the text 38. You will be thoroughly advised and favored by me. This is what Satyavrata Muni, the great devotee, hears from the Supreme Lord, who instructs him. So you will be thoroughly advised and favored by me. Now don't worry. And because of your inquiries, everything about my glories, which are known as Param Brahma, will be manifest within your heart. Thus you will know everything about me. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishtu Matasmriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Atma, is situated in everyone's heart. And from him come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The Lord reveals himself in proportion to one's surrender to him. Yeyatamang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajam yaham. In responsive cooperation, the Lord reveals himself in proportion to one's surrender. That which is revealed to one who fully surrenders is different from what is revealed to one who surrenders partially. Everyone naturally surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either directly or indirectly. The conditioned soul surrenders to the laws of nature in material existence. But when one fully surrenders to the Lord, material nature does not act upon him. Such a fully surrendered soul is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Mam eva ye prabhadyante, mayam etam tarantite. One who has fully surrendered to the Lord has no fear of the modes of material nature, for everything is but an expansion of the Lord's glories. Sarvam kalvidang brahma. And these glories are gradually revealed and realized. The Lord is the supreme purifier. Parang brahma parang dhamma pavitram paramang bhavan. The more one is purified and the more he wants to know about the Supreme, the more the Lord reveals to him. Full knowledge of Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan is revealed to the pure devotees. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham evanukampatam aham agyanajam tama. Nashayam yatma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. Out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Madiyang mahimanam cha parang brahmeti shaptitam vets yas yanugri hitang me sang prashner vivritam hridi. Translation. You will be thoroughly advised and favored by me, and because of your inquiries, everything about my glories, which are known as Param Brahma, will be manifest within your heart. Thus you will know everything about me.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Sivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
This is a very comforting verse for a devotee situated in the material world in devotional service. Satyavrata's position was very, very dramatical, you could say, or tragic, if you look at it from a material perspective. Imagine he was a king of a flourishing kingdom and heard that he had only 7 days left until there would be a total inundation. Just imagine the situation. We are here on the farm. We are eating every day the Lord's Mahaprasad. And we have a very nice existence, actually. Now, just imagine all of a sudden Sri Vishnupad would call us here and say, you have 7 days, then there will be the atomic war. Prepare well. Then he would give us reasons, and he would give us all good informations, and we would know, well, our spiritual master and our GBC representative, he has informed us, now, 7 more days, we would become very busy. And we would most probably also be very afraid, because what could happen at such a time? So here is a devastation taking place, which is something, or let us say, this is an atomic war. I just want to bring the drum, more or less bring your attention to the subject. Let us say we would, via atomic war, let us say we would hear everything would be inundated for an indefinite amount of time. You know, everything, not inundated, heißt überschwemmt, with waters there is a threat. Sometimes environmentalists say that due to the tribe house effect, that is, that the world heats up, the North and South Poles are melting, and there will soon be an inundation. And the Spiegel once carried a cover where the Kölner Dome was underwater, you know, little peak of the Kölner Dome was peeking out under the water. I mean, this would be quite amazing. And we would hear Arjuna Prabhu must organize a boat, you know, he would get, try to buy a Donau Dampfer. And, you know, we would all think, well, the Donau Dampfer, what will a Donau Dampfer do for us? Where will you get the fuel? You know, this was the situation. And the king didn't only have to take care he was a king. He had a lot of prajas, citizens. So the Lord must have seen the anxiety in Satyavrata's heart. And he said, don't worry, you will be thoroughly advised and favored by me. And because of your inquiries, everything about my glories, which are known as Param Brahman, will be manifest within your heart. Thus you will know everything about me. In the Vedic scriptures, it is stated that one who knows about God knows everything. Everything is known to him. So, no problem. With transcendental knowledge, you will be able to take care of everything nicely. So, Prabhupada makes in his purpose, he brings this down, this situation, or this explanation, into our lives. He says that the Lord as Paramatma is situated in everyone's heart, and he takes care of a fully surrendered devotee in the degree of his surrender. He says that which is revealed to one who fully surrenders is different from what is revealed to one who surrenders only partially. So we should try to get some light from this Bhagavad Shloka. Also, we, in a way, are in such a situation. Let us please remember that in this world we are only here for a few days. We are surrounded by an ocean of material elements, which have constituted to form our particular body and psyche, and we are our subtle body, and we are more or less in a the Bhagavad Gita describes as Bhartu, someone who must be maintained in this ocean of birth and death. We have to eat, we have to sleep. If we don't go to the toilet regularly, we die of toxic waste, poisoning, internal poisoning. We are Bhartu, we have to be maintained. We are in a helpless position in this material world. To understand this is a first step towards surrender. But Krishna is the Pitamaha, the grandsire, the grandfather, the caring lord of everyone. This is all explained in the 10th chapter of the Gita. He takes fully care of the surrendered soul. Even he makes arrangement for the non-surrendered soul, so that the laws of nature take care of them. Now, a devotee thinks about this very deeply in his life, that all my needs can actually be supplied by the Lord, who becomes satisfied upon me if I surrender to his to him. To surrender to the Lord practically means, because we do not know the Lord, to surrender to the, I think Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu was saying, was quoting Raghunath Goswami the other day, Mukunda Preshta, the spiritual master who is very dear to the Lord. By surrendering to the mission given to us by our spiritual master, the Lord actually becomes pleased upon the devotee, and he gives everything to him. He fulfills all his Krishna conscious desires and even protects him from his non-Krishna conscious desires, which still may be lingering somewhere in the heart. And this is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishna says, I only supply those desires of my devotee which are favorable to his advancement in devotional service. Krishna says, the devotee may be a fool in desiring the wrong thing, but I am not, he says, I'm very experienced. Very experienced. And he knows what is best for us. And Krishna makes all kinds of wonderful arrangements. And to prove the point, I wanted to tell you a little leela. Very interesting leela. It's of course on the highest level of leela. It is how the Lord protects his surrendered devotee. But some principles can be gleaned for us also. You know, Srimati Radharani was married to Abhimanyu. Now, Abhimanyu was very neutral towards Krishna. But his mother and sister, Yatila and Kotila, were always suspecting Srimati Radharani to be together with Krishna. And they made all kinds of obstacles they put in the way of the meeting of Radha and Krishna. Now one, but they never actually knew 100%. They never, so to say, saw Radha and Krishna associating together. They never caught Radha red-handed, also auf frischer Tat ertappt. Das geschah nicht. They never saw a Milan, meeting between Radha and Krishna, but they always knew Krishna. Sisi Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Shri Krishna is together with Radha, and that's not good, because Radha is married to our son, to my son, or Kotila was thinking, my brother Abhimanyu, and she should not meet Krishna. Therefore, she should only be with Abhimanyu, like a chaste wife. So once Kotila, now Krishna always found ways to meet Radharani, and one day he was together with her in her room, talking with her
pleasantly. And Kotila came and heard inside the room Krishna talking to Radha. Very good, she thought. Now there's a chance for me to really see them in a Milan, in a meeting. So Krishna, of course, being the all-pervading super soul, or being all-knowing, let us better say like this, in Raj, he knew Radha, he knew Kotila was there, and he disappeared. Kotila ran into the room and said, "Ha, ha! Where's Krishna? I heard him, Radharani. There is no way that you can now disprove the point. He has disappeared. He is a great disappearer. I knew." So Srimati Radharani was so shocked. She couldn't say anything. She just looked on the floor. Then Kotila said, "Ah, look at your bed. There is a flute of Krishna. He doesn't even need to be here. Here is a flute. What more proof do we need?" She went to Yatila and said, "See, I'm a very good detective. I found the flute of Krishna," and told the whole thing. So Yatila was very pleased. "Oh, you are a very intelligent lady. Now we can make everyone aware of Krishna's meeting a married lady and talking with her. And this will be, and then from that day on, no problems any longer. It will be such a good lesson." So they called all of Braj together, said, and Kotila said, "Here, have the proof. Radha was together with Krishna. We always knew it, but now it is proved." Radha was just looking down, very much ashamed, not being able to say anything. So at that time, Purnamasi came, who is the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. She had all white hair. She has white hair. She used a walking stick. And he said, "What is this?" She said, "What is all this commotion? Was ist all diese Aufregung?" "Well," said Kotila, "we found that Krishna is together with Radha, another one's wife." "How did you find it? May I just understand this?" said Purnamasi. "Yes," said Kotila. "Here, the fangsi, the flute." So when Purnamasi saw the flute, she broke out in uncontrolled laughter. "Ha, ha, 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 ha." So everyone went, "Purnamasi, what is there to laugh? This is very dramatic. You are so naive," said Purnamasi. "Didn't you know that last night there was a shower of flutes all over Braj?" "What? A flute shower? We have not heard of any flute shower, nor have we ever seen a flute shower." "Yes," said Purnamasi, "in Braj everything is possible. Just look in your bed, Yatila. You will find a flute also on your bed." So Yatila went into her bedroom, and lo and behold, siehe da, there was a flute studded with diamonds, which looked exactly like the flute which Kotila had found in Radharani's bedroom. So Radharani went, "What is this?" And knew that Krishna had made an arrangement like this to protect her even in this
situation. So you must agree, this is a pretty amazing lila, which brings the point that Krishna protected his fully surrendered devotees in a way which is inconceivable for us to even imagine. There was a flute in on everyone's bed. There was when they looked, they all found a flute. Now this is so Jatila was very, very frustrated. Oh no, I am naive. Why am I so naive? Why didn't I know about this flute shower? So Krishna actually is prepared to keep this word, that he protects the fully surrendered devotee. In the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse where Krishna instructs his devotee Arjun, now declare it boldly, I always protect my devotee. My devotees will never perish. So the question is, but why did Krishna, who spoke the whole Bhagavad Gita on his own, require a spokesman for this verse where he tells Arjuna to say it? And the reason is that this is Vrijbhasi's, this is Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's purport, that the Vrijbhasi's, and Krishna is a Vrijbhasi's, are known as liars. I mean, Krishna, from this pastime which you have just now understood, this loving pastime, you can hear, you can understand how Krishna is making arrangements. I mean, he was with Radharani, but he somehow made it appear as if he was not with Radharani by this amazing pastime with a, you know, with manifesting flutes everywhere. So the Vrijbhasis, and Krishna is a Vrijbhasi, a liar. So there may be doubt in what Krishna says, but Krishna didn't want that this doubt appear in this shloka, that his devotees will never perish. This is also here, this is explained here in Satya. There is an inundation going to take place, but Krishna says, don't worry, I mean, he didn't say don't worry, he says, you will be thoroughly advised and favored by me. I will favor you, I take care of you. This, I protect my devotee, is a very essential truth in Krishna consciousness, and Krishna didn't want any doubt on this point. He wanted this clear, and therefore Vishwanath Chakravarti, he says, when Krishna says, declare it boldly, what he means to say is, take medangas and karatas, and make a big noise about this, and establish this, make a kirtan on this one, and make this point clear. So, I think this is a very interesting and very deep point to consider. Krishna protects his devotees. They will never perish. However, medyutva, it's a responsive cooperation. Srila Prabhupada says, in a responsive cooperation, the Lord reveals him. In responsive cooperation, the Lord reveals himself in proportion to one's surrender. So we will stop here. Thank you for thank you for considering this point. Yesterday there was a very interesting remark made by one of our guests. He said we should have 3 minutes silence to digest a certain point. And although the devotees who were organizing the seminar could not agree that we should now, that we in the lecture should sit silent and just think about the point, I think all of us thought the point he wanted to make was a very good, isn't it? That devotees should think about philosophical points deeply and let them sink in their minds. And I think this is such a nice point that the Lord is willing to protect us, that it's a point for meditation during the day, throughout the day. In a conditioned soul's life, there are several fears which all have to do with perishing, with, you know, maybe you fear that, oh, I will not be able to become Krishna conscious in this lifetime. Or maybe you fear for your future, oh, the political situation is so difficult and becoming more difficult that maybe for foreigners there will not be any hospitality in Germany. Or you think of you think, oh, I'm getting old, I must marry and there's no one here. Terrible. You know, or you have so many private fears the conditioned soul has. But by just surrendering to Krishna, you will not perish. Krishna will take care of you. All your fears will be alleviated. Good, so we will not put more points in this lecture. Do you have any questions regarding these points? Maybe doubts? I mean, it's quite something that just by surrendering to Krishna, everything will be taken care of. Isn't that... I think it's a point we... heavy. Not heavy. Interesting. Interesting. Chaitanya Rahita. Chaitanya Rahita, isn't it? And this is your name. Chaitanya Rahita. Chaitanya. Are not Chaitanya? Chaitanya. Uh-huh. Chaitanya. Yes, like consciousness. And then Rahita means protection, isn't it? Your consciousness. Okay, so Chaitanya Rahita, please. This question was put yesterday in our Schlussbetrachtung, and we have always, as conditioned souls, we are afraid of the big step because we don't know where we will land. I remember this year I was in Vrindavan and I wanted to take a bath in the Jamuna, and on the way there was a little river of Abwasser, you know, the dirty water from the town flowing. It was such a, it was big, so I didn't want my foot to go into this dirty river, so then I would go with my dirty foot in the Yamuna and pollute her. This I didn't want to do, so there was, it was a big thing, you know. I thought, shall I jump over it? I'm not in my best jumping fitness today. Don't know if I make it, and if I don't make it, I just jump in it, and then I fall, flutch, and my dhoti becomes dirty. So I was naturally afraid to jump over this, because I didn't know if I would make it. And then if I would not make it, it's terrible. All dirty, you know, you you fly into urine and stool and whatever, what else. This is very natural. This fear appears in the sixth chapter, this fear of the big step. It appears in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna asks Krishna, what if I don't make it? Won't I be like a cloud without support in any sphere? I mean, I won't be a spiritually successful person and materially also not. I mean, I am a homeless beggar then, you know, I'm a cosmic space out. So if I don't make it, so it appears in Abendländisches Denken, in Occidental thought, in the writings of Kierkegaard, who speaks of the leap of faith, der große Schritt, könnte man auch sagen, or der wie sagt man, leap of faith in Deutsch. There is a word for this. We are afraid of it because we don't know if we make it. So if we want to surrender, don't think of making it in one step. Just do small steps. And then by many small steps, you have made the big step. You won't fall in between. You won't be sailing, jumping through, and then if you don't get there, then you don't have any support and you will slip and slide and fall. No. Just start today. You have a service which you can do either bad, or you can do it in a middle way or in a good way. So you want to do it in a good way, so make all the arrangements necessary for the service. And don't forget to read and to chant nicely. Von draußen. Hier hat jemand eine Stinkbombe geworfen. Der war draußen gut. So, start in small steps. Then you will be able to surrender in a big way. You have become infected by the German mentality. The German mentality says all or nothing, and it always remains all or nothing. I mean, it always remains nothing usually. In the material field, this is, I mean, in the spiritual field, it means it remains on the category of nothing. That's the one big obstacle preachers face when they want to preach to conditioned souls. In Germany, they always want everything immediately, and if they don't get it, they have no faith. So the point we have to make is, you can't make the big step because you're not strong enough. You're not grown up in spiritual life. Your legs are not long enough. It's just like our Nimai, the great small man. So make small steps, and then you get to where you are. It's a fear which is justified. I don't think we should say Chaitanya Rahita. So if surrender is so logical, why don't we do the full surrender? It's not possible for us. We have to do small steps to go come there. And then as we walk and grow, our steps will become bigger and bigger and bigger, so that we come to the platform of selfless devotional service eventually. It's very He couldn't die, and he couldn't live. I mean, if he was just swimming and fighting for existence. Well, he had a boon, eine Segnung, that he was living. Now, from your perspective, that he would live and not die for 8 kalpas. From your perspective, this is suffering. I mean, If you imagine him in the ocean of inundation and just fighting for existence, swallowing water. It was cold water, not warm. It was not pleasant at all. But it was not so, you see, he was meeting Krishna when Krishna was swimming on this banyan leaf, and Krishna inhaled him, hat ihn eingeatmet. And when Krishna inhaled him, he found himself back at the place where he was. His hermitage. It was like this. He pleased Narayan Rishi, that's an incarnation of Krishna, and he said, "My dear Lord, can I see your Maya, how it works?" He never was in Maya, most probably. And he wanted to see Maya. He's a Rishi. He wanted to understand that. And therefore, Narayan said, "Really? Are you sure?" "Yes, I'm sure." And then Narayan Rishis went away. And then all of a sudden this rain started. And Markandeya Rishi thought, "Well, it's a little rainy." Then it didn't stop. The water became bigger and bigger and bigger. And finally he fled to the mountaintop. The water came to the mountaintop. He fled to other parts of the universe. The water came there. Then he just had to swim for life. This was Krishna showing him how his Maya works. Gadadhar was making this graphics the other day, and he was explaining of two types of Maya. There's the ingredient Maya. This is the material energy with all its ingredients. So he saw that Maya, the material energy, die Bestandteile Maya. He saw that material energy just working on him. And in this way he got his lesson, and therefore he learned. Now, I know why you ask this question, because you are also a Maya. And I mean, every one of us is a Maya. It's not just Janavi. And one thinks, well, how can this Maya stop? How can I live? You know, I can't die. I can't. When one is a Maya, it's a suffering. But here's an interesting sentence by Srila Prabhupada. Please hear this. This is very, very interesting. You will be very ecstatic if you hear it and understand it. So a surrendered soul is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etang tarantite. One who has fully surrendered to the Lord has no fear of the modes of material nature. For everything, also auch die modes, so this means also the modes, for everything is but an expansion of the Lord's glories. Sarvam kalvidang brahma. And these glories are gradually revealed and realized. So if we are in the modes, if we are in Maya, let us understand that these modes are also an expansion of the Lord's glory. They are also Krishna. And gradually, you will be able to understand how this is all the arrangement of the Lord. When we are Maya, we go like, Maya, no one loves me. On Sankirtan, no one takes the book. No one. And so on and so forth. After some time, if you remain surrendered to Krishna, einfach weitermachen zu Deutsch gesagt, if you keep on serving the Lord, you will be understand how even this situation, which is arranged by the modes of material nature, is arranged by Krishna directly, and you will see this more and more every day. Thank you very much, my dear Lord. This you can do. If you consciously try this, sometimes in devotional service we suffer. Even the devotees, we can't get any relief from the devotees. Then you see how it's the mercy of the Lord. We had this very nice, there's a very nice devotee, his name was Vic, Bhakta Vic. You might remember him from the Back to Godhead articles. He is now Braj Kishore. He's initiated by Dananda Swami. So he is a very active person. Anyone who has seen him on stage jumping, making music and so on. He's very intelligent, like the sum total of American aggressive intelligence. A very bright boy, looks handsome, very nice. He's a winner, so to say. Now he went on this Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, and he suffered. He suffered. And then when it was time to, you know, at the end of the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, everyone who wanted to share his realization with all the devotees, he could get on the stage and talk about his realizations in Krishna consciousness. And this Bhakta, or this Braj Kishore Prabhu, he said, for me it was suffering. But at the end of it, I realized why I had to suffer. Because I had one misunderstanding in devotional service, that one should always try to look for the nectar. But now I understand that a better attitude and besseres Verhalten is to be the servant of the Vaishnavas. He said this. He said, my Guru Maharaj has explained this to me. Now and the situation was so, I wanted to enjoy the nectar on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, but it was so tough. What is happening on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama is obviously very much under the control of Mahaprabhu. But here in this, Prabhupada makes this very interesting point. Whatever happens in the life of a devotee, we should somehow understand it is Krishna, and we should surrender to Krishna. Sarvam kalvidang brahma. We should surrender to the Lord, and in this way learn the lesson. Usually we as Westerners, passionate Westerners, we want to always fight everything, arrange it that it. But a more intelligent way is to try to understand the Lord's arrangement in putting us a lesson, giving us a lesson, and surrender to the Lord. Doesn't mean that, you know, we should not, when it's our service, we should not make the best arrangement. You know, with the water faucet, Vasahan, the water tap has a disturbance and the water comes flowing. I mean, the mercy of the Lord. No, we should try to repair the water tap or get professional help. If such things happen, in other words, but there is another dimension in the devotee's life where he understands, after having tried everything, well, I guess I have to learn something. Also nur, um mir ganz sicher zu sein, dass vielleicht der Geist einen betrügt und einen eingibt, ich will mich jetzt total hingeben und es ist eigentlich nicht so. Well, that is a question which is actually not the question. If you have the idea I should surrender, even if it doesn't come from the heart, so to say, it's good if the idea comes in your mind. Then just do it. It doesn't, in other words, it's not so important to analyze here from where this comes. It's just like if you are hungry, it's not so important who gives you a plate of prasadam. Is it the highly qualified prasadam server, or is it someone who is not so qualified? Just take the plate of prasadam and eat prasadam to become happy, healthy and wise in Krishna consciousness. It's not really the question who brought it to me. So if the idea comes to you, surrender. Doesn't really matter from where this came. Just do it. This is the point. This is the question, or this is the point. It's good if a thief brings you a plate of prasadam. So if the cheater, the mind cheater, gives you a good idea, it's all right. Okay, it must be my cheating mind that I want to surrender. Better I don't surrender. It's just like if you say, oh, it's a thief who gave me prasadam. Better I don't eat. This is the philosophy of someone who is not, who doesn't want to surrender in his heart of hearts. Or to take the example, bring the example, this is that he is not really hungry if he says, who is giving this to me? I have this often in my life, that people who are very, you know, it doesn't need a personal example, I think the point is clear. If you're hungry, you take it. So we should be hungry. Tell your wife it's a scandal. You were a Mayadas. I was a Mayadas for so long. Now I should become a Krishna Das. And I must surrender to become a Krishna Das. That's too much of this scandalous behavior. Hare Krishna. So we are now 9:05. It is a little late. Thank you very much for what? For Hare Krishna.